News, I'm Ben Thomas. Actor Louis Gossett Jr. has died. Donna Warder has a look at his career.
He won an Emmy for his role in the TV miniseries Roots and became the first black man to win an Oscar for supporting actor for the 1982 film An Officer and a Gentleman.
Put your toes on the edge of that chalk line. I said put your toes on the edge of the chalk line, you slimy worm.
Gossett's family says he died Thursday night in Santa Monica, California. No cause of death was given. In 1959, Gossett received critical acclaim for his role in the Broadway production of A Raisin in the Sun. He went on to become a star on Broadway. Gossett said he had dodged a bullet in August 1969 when he was invited to actor Sharon Tate's house, but first went home to shower and change clothes. Gossett says that's when he saw a news flash on TV about Tate's murder. She and others had been brutally killed by the Charles Manson gang. Actor Louis Gossett Jr. dead at 87. I'm Donna Warder.
The largest crane on the eastern seaboard is arriving in Baltimore by barge so crews can begin removing the wreckage from the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The best minds in the world are here, right now, in Baltimore.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
When you have a chance to see that wreckage up close, you fully understand the enormity of the challenge. This is an incredibly complex job, and our timeline will be long.
An inflation gauge closely tracked by the Federal Reserve slipped last month. Prices rose 0.3% from January to February, up 2.5% over a year ago. The Environmental Protection Agency has set strict emissions standards for heavy-duty trucks, buses, and other large vehicles. And hundreds of Christians have joined the Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City. Crowds noticeably thinner amid the Israel-Hamas war. This is AP News. The NCAA men's basketball tournament's reaching the midway point. Gethin Kulbaugh reports a rematch of last year's championship last night ended with a similar outcome.
Top overall seed Connecticut got the better of San Diego State again with an 82-52 blowout win over the fifth-seeded Aztecs. Cam Spencer had 18 points to lead the five-time champion Huskies, who are headed to the Elite Eight for the 13th time in program history.
Everybody's very hungry. You know, obviously the team had great success last year, but, you know, it's a different group. And, you know, a lot of those returners came back wanting to, you know, go do it again and help the new guys experience, you know, a national championship.
The Huskies will face Illinois in Saturday's East Regional Final after Terrence Shannon Jr.'s 29 points helped the third-seeded Fighting Illini fight off a second-half surge by second-seeded Iowa State for a 72-69 win. Gethin Kulbaugh, Boston.
Thanks, Gethin. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.